What's going on, guys? Welcome to episode 2 of Squadcast. Sorry if I sound a little different today. I'm not really feeling the best, but I'm going to be pumping out this episode anyway because, you know, I love you guys. It is officially the 6th day of 2020, so we're not quite a full week into the new year, and I already hate it. I hope you guys are doing okay today. I know it's a Monday, so hopefully you guys will be listening to this and be able to make your Monday a little bit more bearable. I wanted to talk about a few things today, of course. I've had a lot of people that have asked me what's with the name Squadcast. It's all based on an online gaming clan that my buddy Josh Wood and I and our friend Chris made, the Stoned Cold Killers, SCK, all started on the original Destiny back when it first came out, and that was our group that played together on that game. So yeah, I think there was maybe, it was just the three of us originally starting out. And then years on down the line, we kept picking up people that we ran into and started talking to online and everything, like Iceman and Big Striker, Fergie, not the singer, Unholy, just a bunch of really cool dudes that we met online just through playing video games and stuff. And we kind of built up this group, and it's like our small little online family now. So I figured, you know, it's a podcast made by a member of the SCK squad, so why not call it Squadcast? Because I eventually plan on having quite a few of those guys on here as guests. And as a matter of fact, hopefully next episode, I'll be having one of the co-founders, Josh. I'll have him on the show. Hopefully, if everything goes right. Now, I know there's a few of you that listen to this now that used to listen to my old podcast. For those of you that don't know, I used to have another podcast. It was the PlayStation Squad podcast. That was the first foray into podcasting and talking to people online like this. It was all about video games. That was pretty much all we talked about, and I know it was called PlayStation Squad Podcast, but we talked about PlayStation, Nintendo, Xbox, you know, whatever was on our minds at the time. And that kind of died because I was too reliant on my co-host at the time. And he lost interest and stopped calling in for doing episodes and stopped planning with me. And, you know, we were doing them back when we were doing the PlayStation Squad podcast. We were putting out episodes every night. And that was just because I was really excited about it. And so was he at the time. But I guess after a while, he just lost interest and stop doing the shit that he needed to do to help me out with it. So that just died. And that's been dead for a few years now, I think. A couple of years, whatever. And I started listening to some other podcasts now. I listen to, at work, I'll listen to a NADPOD, Not Another D&D Podcast. Tom Segura's Your Mom's House, Two Bears, One Cave with Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer. And I do listen to Ear Biscuits with Rhett and Link. So, I don't know. After PlayStation Squad podcast died and I kept listening to all these podcasts, like that bug kind of got into me again. And I was like, you know what? I shouldn't let that one bad experience ruin me for podcasting. But I'm going to do it right this time. I'm not going to be fully reliant on another person to get my podcast made. This is my podcast, and I'm the only one that's going to keep me from doing it, you know? So, and here we are with Squadcast, yeah? And this is my little baby. This is my brainchild. And I'm hoping it works, you know? I'm hoping that you guys will continue to listen and give me feedback like you have been. Everybody seems to be enjoying it so far, just with the one episode that I've got up. I'm hoping to get some more listeners and keep building this thing, man. But we had, like I said, we had started the PlayStation Squad podcast because of our love for video games. You know, I've been a gamer since... I can't remember the year that I got my original Nintendo for Christmas. But I remember playing the absolute shit out of it. Because we had the original Super Mario Brothers with Duck Hunt. Like, the one cartridge with both games on it. We had that. And then we had... Man, all kinds of shit. We had fucking... I can't remember if Chip 'n Dale Rescue Rangers was on the original Nintendo. Or if that was Super Nintendo. But I'm almost 100% certain... That was the original NES, and me and my mom used to play the hell out of that together. That was one of our favorite games. And then the Super Nintendo, I got that later on too. And that's when me and mom started playing Donkey Kong Country and Yoshi's Island, Super Mario World, you know, shit like that that we could actually enjoy together. And I got into Killer Instinct real fucking heavy on the Super Nintendo. That was my shit back in the day. Cinder, my dude. He was the only one that I could ever really get an ultra combo with on that game. But I digress. I started podcasting strictly because of my love for video games. That's what started PlayStation Squad Podcast, and that's really what's kind of kept me in it. I will be talking about video games and shit in some episodes of this podcast, but I wanted to branch out with this podcast instead of making it about one specific thing so I could cover a wide range of topics and not be pinned down to just one thing, because I feel like that's going to reach a better audience or a more diverse audience instead of just pulling from the gamers and the nerds, geeks, whatever you want to call them. So that's why I've branched out and made the change in my podcast and why I'm doing this now instead of doing nothing but video gaming podcast. Which, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, if you find a niche and it's working for you, go for it. But I just don't want to tie myself down to that one subject. I like being able to talk about a lot of stuff. I'm gonna really get into video games on some episodes, though. Just a heads up, you guys are gonna get an earful of video games eventually. But yeah, I'm really glad that I've gotten back into podcasting now, because I missed doing it. It's really fun to do. Just to sit back, and it's almost therapeutic, honestly. It's like you're your own psychiatrist, I guess. Because I can sit here and talk for 30 minutes or an hour or whatever, just about what I wanted to talk about, you know? It's pretty nice. And then it's really nice once I get some guests on here, we can do a nice back and forth and throw out ideas and bounce off, opinions off of each other, and that's where the real discussions happen. And hopefully, like I said, that'll happen next week with Schwa. And I think he said Justin was wanting to get on here, so maybe we might have two guests for our first show with guests next week. Hopefully, we'll see. Yeah, but right now I'm working on trying to get some better equipment. Right now I'm working on this blue Snowball desktop mic, which is pretty fucking nice for the money. But I'm trying to get some better equipment. Back when I did the PlayStation Squad podcast, I had a condenser mic with a pop filter, a stand for it, a four-channel mixer. Like, I had all kinds of good shit. But then once that podcast died, I sold all of the equipment to a buddy of mine. I'm hoping that maybe eventually he'll be able to sell it back to me. Maybe I can get it back from him and I can set all that back up again. Because the sound quality of all that equipment was fucking amazing. It made everything sound so warm and so close. It didn't even sound like I was doing a podcast. It sounded like I was in the headphones just talking to you. So hopefully I can eventually get some better gear. I would like to upgrade the mic and hopefully get a bigger desk because sitting so close. I know you guys can hear the fan on my fucking laptop going once it's been on for a while, and I apologize for that, but it's this close proximity on this table that I'm using, and it's causing the mic to be able to pick up every little fucking noise that this laptop makes, and I'm so sorry, guys. I will eventually get better equipment and more spacious desk to have shit set out. But that's something to work towards. I'm gonna save up a few little pennies and get some better shit. Another thing, too, I was going to put out there, anybody who listens to this episode, if you guys don't mind, share the episodes, first off. And another thing, leave some comments or some voice messages or something. Let me know what you guys want to hear about. Give me some subjects that you want touched on, what you want my opinion on, or I'll even do fucking advice if you want it. I'll give you some advice. I'm not going to say it's good advice, but I'll give you some advice on whatever you guys want to talk about. Eventually, I would like to do like a live Q&A type episode where you guys can just ask away and I'll answer you right there. But yeah, if you guys have something in mind that you'd like me to talk about on the podcast or whatever, let me know. Go to the Facebook page, leave a comment there, or leave a voice message here on the Anchor. Or if you're friends with me on Facebook or whatever, just shoot me a message and let me know. Because I'm trying to branch out and just do what's fun for me. And that's the kind of shit that I like to do, you know? Like, I will answer questions. I'll do that. I'll give advice on anything that you guys want advice on the best I can. Or if there's just a certain subject that you'd like me to talk about, like video games or movies or anything, really, just leave me some feedback and let me know what you guys want to hear about. I know in the first episode I talked about wanting to take more family trips and shit this year. Well, we started on that already. We just went to the zoo. Friday? I took a vacation day Friday, and we went to the zoo. So, first trip for the family in 2020 has already been done, so we're off to a good start on that, I suppose. And I plan on doing some more later on, but that's the first one, so got that out of the way. I know I probably wouldn't be able to do this kind of shit if it wasn't for the job that I have now. I'm very thankful for that. Man, I have been through some rough shit financially before, talking about trying to keep jobs and trying to find jobs. That's one of the main problems of living in such a small fucking town, is it's really hard to make it, you know? It's hard to do anything worthwhile and make some real fucking money and be able to support a family. That's the main thing. That was the hardest part, was trying to find a job, a good job, that was also going to be able to help take care of me and my wife and my son. So I'm extremely thankful for the opportunity that I have been given with my current employer, because there's no way in hell that I'd be able to have or do 99% of the shit that I can do now and have without them. So you guys know who you are. Thank you. But yeah, dude, we went through some rough fucking times. Like, we now have our own house and a brand new car and, you know, stuff that we've wanted for the house. And this is a very long way from where I was, hell, even 2 years ago. Because the trailer that we were in before we got into our new house here, like, there were holes through the fucking floor, dude. Like, you could see, if you go to the bathroom in the back of that fucking trailer, you could look through a hole in the floor next to the toilet and see under the house. Like, you could see the fucking grass and shit. There was daylight coming up from under my fucking toilet, bro. That's how fucking rough it was before I got into this job and moved into this house. So, started from nothing, bro. Started from the bottom. I mean the bottom. It was rough. But here we are now, in our nice place. I'm providing for the family. And it feels really fucking good. I wouldn't have my life any other way. Now, I know that the good times are nice. The good times are good. But you've also got to have the bad times to work towards the good times. Because if it wasn't for me going through the shit that I've been through, probably wouldn't have worked as hard to get where I am now. Probably wouldn't have gotten where I am now this early in life. Because here I am, only 30. I've got my own car, my own house. And it's going really fucking smoothly. And that's all thanks to persistence and dealing with the rough patches. Because it's that kind of shit that builds character, honestly. If any of you have ever lived in a trailer where you could look through the ground and see fucking squirrels running under your floor while you're taking a shit, it's not pleasant. It's not fun. It doesn't feel great for the ego or for your self-confidence, self-worth. It's really rough emotionally, to be honest. But, you know, like I always told my wife too, like, it was a shithole, but it was our shithole, you know? It was our home for 3 or 4 years. That was all that we had. But we still had each other. And we still made it work. We bought shit to plug those holes. And we made it work as best as we could at the time. But now we don't have to worry about that. And I will never, ever forget where I came from. Regardless of how nice things get in the future, how good they are now, I'll always remember where the hell I started from. And that's something that I feel like everyone should keep in mind. You know, it doesn't matter how you ended up where you are or how good you've got it now. You've always got to remember the struggles, the years before you got to where you are now. Because if you forget about all that, then it wasn't worth it. It was all for nothing. You just got your shit and now you're shitting in high cotton, as my grandmother used to say, you know. But yeah. Sorry, I went off on a little rant there. I didn't expect to do all that. My bad. But it's all true. I regret nothing I have said. And, yeah. Well, I think I'm going to go ahead and cut it a little early here today, guys. Because, like I said, I'm feeling like hot garbage inside of a clown's asshole. But, yeah, y'all have a good Monday. And we will catch you next week, I guess. Hopefully, like I said, next week we'll have my first guest or guests on. I got to figure out how the hell to do that here on Anchor, but I know it's going to be easy, though. I trust Anchor. They've been really good to me so far. But y'all have a good Monday, and I'll catch you next week.